27 will point out that hell is a place where people pray. They have prayer meeting in hell. But I'm afraid the connection line from hell to heaven has been burnt out. I'm mad afraid about that. And then hell is a place where they scream for mercy. You might ought to read Luke 16:24, where people are just screaming and shouting for mercy. I want to do a have a witness here. And then over in Matthew 12:32, I'll find where hell is a place where they never repent. They're crying out, but we don't have any record where they ever repent in hell. Matter of fact, it's too late to repent. All of the preachers that have been really called by God, they already gone to heaven. They will already be gone to heaven. And then Revelation 22:10-11 would point out that hell is a place of filthiness. It's filthy down there. People don't bathe down there. Isn't that right? No water down there. No soap down there. And all of these clean folk on the outside. Perfume and deodorant on the outside. Changing clothes sometimes 3 times a day. Walking around with a dirty heart. Somebody tell you one of these days, if you don't change your way of life, when you end up in hell, I'm mad afraid you won't have any change in clothes. Because the Bible points out that it's dirty down there. And my question is tonight, what in hell do you want? I told you it wouldn't be any shouting on this hell message. And then in Matthew 8:12, it points out that hell is a place of weeping. It's a place where men cry. You know, there are some evil-hearted men. There are some rude men. I've seen men see little children die, and it never bring a tear to their eye. You see them, the little children, being neglected in Vietnam. Some people are so hard-hearted, it doesn't matter what kind of film they show on television.
That's right.
It just will not bring a tear to the eye.
Come on, River, come on.
I've seen men that have their closest of relatives to die and pass away. And they will never shed a tear. You know, it's something strange about a person that never cries. Nothing can make you cry. It seems to me that it ought to be something that can happen in the world that will bring tears in your eyes. Well, if you've never cried before, I dare you to go to hell. There's something about the fire that burns in hell. You're gonna see